Okay, sorry to tell you about it. So, you got a 10-minute break in the morning.
Yes.
And a 10-minute break in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And how long was your lunch? Was it an hour?
30 minutes.
30 minutes. So, it's kind of like now.
Yeah.
I'm on it. So, do you think that there were a lot of Southern people? Do you know of a lot of Southern people that were moving to the North looking for jobs?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people. A lot of Southern.
A lot of people from home?
Yeah.
A lot of your family went in
there. Yeah, a lot of my family was there.
Okay. What kind of magazines did you read during this time?
Well, I read the True Story when I had time.
Yeah.
And I loved it. And I still like to read them.
Yeah. Did you read one called True Romance? Did you?
Yeah, I've read that too.
Okay. Now, if you don't care, I'm going to just ask you about your family structure. I just want to know where you came in on the line of kids. Because, okay, your mother was Jessie Mae Croft Tidmore. Your dad was John Mathis Tidmore. And then, how were your brothers and sisters born? What?
Well, I had a brother. He was in his 20s, and he had cancer, and he died. He had cancer of the liver. And back then, they didn't know what to do.
And what was his name?
His name was Etheridge Harville, and we called him Tag. And I had another brother. No, I believe my sister was born. My oldest sister, Bonnie Grace. She was the second one. And then I had another sister, and she just lived just a few days. And her name was Arthur LeVader. And then I had a brother, and his name was Sammy Yule. And he had sugar. And he died 6 months after my oldest brother died. And then I had another brother, and his name was Bernie May. And his nickname was Toot.
So he's the one that told you about the jobs.
Yeah. He told us about the job in Michigan and all that, and that's how we went up there to see about going to work. And then I had another brother, and he lived about 6 months. His name was Arthur Urban. And then I had another brother. No, I had a sister, and her name was Berthel. And she didn't have no nickname. And then I had another brother, and his name was Thomas Collier. And he died. He had the farmer's lung disease. Him and Toot died 4 months apart.
That was back in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Back in the 80s.
And so you were born in between Arthur Verbin, the baby that died, and Aunt Berthel. You
yeah.
were born in between those two.
I'm 3 years older than her.
Okay. And what did Uncle Toot die of?
Cirrhosis of the liver.
So you had two brothers to die of liver
yeah.
cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did your dad do? You know, you said that your mom was taking in washing and stuff during the Depression when you were little and stuff. And your dad was farming, but what kind of farming did he do?
He planted cotton, and we had to get out there in that old hot field and pick that cotton. And we had to pick so much a day, or we'd get a whooping. And he chased me around the table one time. Berthel stumped her toe, and she said, "I hit her." And he chased me around the table, and he broke his thumb. And he said we had to pick about 300 pounds of cotton a day. Well, I got mine, but she didn't.
Did you have to pick the 300 to make up for his broke thumb?
Yeah. Because
you slowed him down that much.
See, he is a fox hunter, and he'd go a hunting every night. And then he didn't like to get up early, and we'd have to get that pill. And we was fussing, and I never had heard that.
Yeah. That's pretty good. that's real good. So, did he own the land that y'all were planting the cotton?
We always rented.
And so then he would just get a percentage of whatever y'all made at the end? Or?
We had, 1 year we made 23 bales of cotton. We thought we was rich. But we didn't get much of it.
No. So y'all all helped?
Yeah.
Uncle Collier on up?
Yeah.
Yeah, until you married or whatever?
He was just a little boy.
Yeah.
He didn't do nothing much. And then, after we all got married, he went to work at the nursery. That's where they have plants they put out, for people, shrubbery. And he worked there a long time, and then my baby brother, Collier, he got started in the nursery business. And his wife is still in it.
He went out on his own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he farmed up until the 40s, I guess, the late 40s.
Yeah, he is in his 80s. No, about 70-something.
He's still working when he's in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I never did ask you about any of your skills or anything. On the information sheet, any special skills?
Yeah. Well, when we lived in Michigan, we bowled a lot.
You can bowl.
Yeah. Not too good, but... And we'd get out and play softball. And we'd play volleyball. And that's about it.
I didn't realize y'all played sports and stuff. So the women played softball, too?
Mm-hmm.
Had you ever done anything like that in the South? Did y'all play ball a lot when you were in the South and stuff?
Yeah.
Do you remember ever hearing anything about the Women's Baseball League while Granddaddy was in the Army?
No.
You didn't ever?
Mm. Well, that's after we went up there and come back.
So y'all, okay. So your first television that you got was when? In the 50s?
Yeah, when we went to Michigan. And it was a little old 6-inch. And it had a magnifying glass on it, and it made it look real big.
So before that, y'all just listened to the radio.
Yeah.
So, but now I know you're hiding out on some of your skills, because I know you can quill.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I used to quilt a lot. Me and my sister, Bonnie, we quilted 23 quilts one winter.
I remember that.
And quilted you and your brother one, and all of my nieces and nephews one. I used to crochet a lot, and I should do it now. It would help my nerves, but I can't get started at it. I'm reading them old stars now.
And I know you can for yourself. You
do. Oh, yeah. I always worked in the garden, but I'm not able to work in the garden no more. I can't be out in the hot sun, but I can. I can green beans, and I freeze peas, and I freeze okra, and tomatoes, and corn.
I know you put up 100-something quarts of green beans just for us one year.
Yeah, me and my daughter.
200 quarts.
Me and my daughter put up 200 quarts, and we add a little every year. And me and my daughter, Linda, we had an okra patch after we moved here. And we made good money on that okra. But boy, it was hard. It was hard work. We earned every penny.
How much did you
have? We had about an acre and a half in okra. And it couldn't get big. It had to be little because they wouldn't buy it. We'd get $10 a bushel more. We was getting rich.
Kind of like the 23 bales of cotton thing.
Yeah.